So it's been 5 years, but it's really been 13 and a half years since Akiva spoke back to anybody that spoke to him. So it's even more impressive that everybody's here. And on a personal level, and I know I speak for the rest of my family, thank you very much. Thank you to Rabbi Levine for always arranging and putting this together, and Naftali, and Rabbi Kahn, who spoke, and Rabbi Feder, Rabbi Yormark. He said it's a very special thing, and for all of that it brings, it's on a personal level, it's it brings a makes everybody happy in a not happy situation. So, always wondered. I was going through the Perek of Chelek, in the end of Sanhedrin, and discusses all of the Raya's Tchias HaMesim, it says in the Torah. It bothered me because chances are, if somebody doesn't believe in the Torah, just because it says in the Torah, it's not going to make a difference to them. So you have a nice Raya, it says Oz is going on the future, great. I didn't believe it beforehand, just because it's written there. And just to very say it very superficially, I think that well, it says even the parak is called chelek. It doesn't say kol yisrael yesh lahem makom ba'olam ha'ba. It says yesh lahem chelek. Makom is a place. A place is always there. A chelek, you have it. You don't have it. It moves. Person has a chelek in something, he could lose it, he could get a bigger chelek. And so really, if you look carefully at all of the rayas, obviously not time to go through all of them, it says, kama av v'zona, right? It's not talking about to the person that doesn't believe. It's talking about to the yid, that's the maimon. And it's explaining to you what exactly is this concept. You say there's an haba, you say that there's Lasa Lava and whatever all the things are, there's Yom HaMashiach. What does that mean? That there is a future. And it's very interesting. I think it's an incredible irony that, you know, in the secular world, everybody believes in science. And science essentially is, well, you can't believe something that's not there. You can't believe that something is ruchnius. You can only believe in things there, things that are logical and things that make sense. So he said, what is the world made up of? The world is made up of atoms. It's made up of molecules. If you look in the microscope, you can see it. They say, you know, it's not true. It's really made up of something much smaller than that. Something, whatever they use the word, quantum, which is millions of times smaller. I can't even see it. And then they decided, you know what? That's even way too big. It's made up of something millions and millions of times. They don't even know it exists. They can't prove it exists. And they can't, for sure can't see it because it's so small. So, and the great irony, they're telling you, you can't believe in something ruchnius that you can't see, but believe in what we say you can't see. Right? So we see that there are people that are alive, that people have a chias, and we see that defines the fact that they're alive. They're walking, they're breathing, they're talking, they're doing things. And somebody that's not like that is not alive. And the fact that the point of this parak, the point of many of the concepts that are discussed here, is that that's not true. Is that what defines our chias is something different and something that's eternal. What defines us as walking and talking is something that's very insignificant. Right? It says one of the psukim brings down the Dayv Sifsei Yishanim, that, and then it brings down for something else, but it adds in, you know what, it means that if somebody repeats the Torah from somebody else, so his lips move even when he's not alive. The lips move in the kever. Right? And you know that person is defined as a person by the fact that he speaks. So when a person, when even after, in our limited view that we see somebody is what we call alive, even when that passes, the real chias, in fact, it never changes. It's not that there's two stages, it's one stage. And that's what all these rayas are telling you in Chelek, of Oz and Mekama Vizana and all these, it goes through it. It's just one fluid thing. There's no two steps. And when somebody is not here in the sense that we don't see them and we can't interact with them, but the Torah is the same, it didn't change. It's all one fluid thing from the beginning, from started way before the person is around till way afterwards. And that's why it's the person's mouth moves, because he's the same alive as he was before. Nothing changed. When there's Torah there, it's all the same. It doesn't matter. And I think that there's no greater testament to that, and what accomplishes that is that everybody gets together, and everybody hopefully gets some sort of inspiration, some hesiris, and even the fact that there's Torah that's discussed, and there are meisim that are repeated, and this is the Torah of Akiva Shammai. And that doesn't change the fact that he's not here and we can't interact with him. It's the same chias. It's the same chias as was before, and it's the same chias that will be in the future. Because that's completely fluid. It doesn't stop and it doesn't start. And so, again, I want to thank everybody for coming and for creating this chias. Because by coming and discussing and talking and being marbe, all of the great things that Akiva stood for, it's nice to remember, but it's also, it means that the chias is still here, we're recognizing the chias. And so again, thank you all for coming. Have a good night.